Say, oh, don't worry about it.
He's very general, dental.
Okay. Somebody who can fall over his own feet is... Well, you just can't do anything without making a mistake or breaking
something. Clumsy.
Okay. All right, what would you say of a person who just doesn't show good sense about anything? You say
he's
foolish. Okay, would you call a woman that?
Or anybody that.
Anybody that, okay. It wouldn't make any difference. All right, someone who doesn't want to spend his own money.
Is selfish and
real stingy.
Stingy.
All right, what do you call him? He is a...
Skin plant, a penny pincher, a typhoid.
Okay. How about if something is not rare, it's...
If it's plentiful.
Not, okay. If it's not unusual, it is...
Common.
Okay. Now, if you call a person a common person, would that be a bad thing to call them, or...
Not at all.
Okay. It just meant they're everyday...
Everyday people.
No airs about them.
Right.
Okay. If a person is real active and lively, you might say that person is...
Got a lot of get up and go.
Okay. But an old person that you would expect to be sitting around not doing much, who is still real lively, you might call...
Very active.
Okay. All right. If the children are out later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
Worried.
Okay. And what's the opposite of easy?
Hard.
Okay, but if you're not easy about it, you are...
Uneasy.
Okay, and if you're... if your shoes are not tied anymore, they are... My shoes are...
Untied.
Okay. And if your shirt is not buttoned anymore...
Unbuttoned.
Okay. If you have fear, then you might say, oh, I'm...
Afraid.
Okay. Any other expression besides... A child might say,
oh... Be frightened.
Okay. All right. She isn't afraid now, but she...
What? Will be frightened.
All right, if there was a time when she was frightened, she's not afraid now, but she...
Was frightened.
Uh-huh, and a long time ago, she...
Used to be afraid.
Okay, used to be.